Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for May 23rd to 29th. So we have a lot going on and we really had a very interesting weekend energetically. I'm sure a lot of you guys felt the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. It was kind of all over the place. Dramatic. So, you know, sometimes the energy shifts that we experience are very subtle. So sometimes it's kind of like, you know, like when a nice weather system kind of comes in, or, you know, there's a few clouds that roll in and they roll out. It's very subtle and it doesn't really affect you too much. But it was not like that this weekend. It was literally like 1 minute, boom, everything was like intense, and you could feel the anxiety, and it was like you could touch it. It was so strong. And then a few minutes later, completely gone. And then feeling of bliss coming through, and the lightness and the joy, and it continued to do that, you know, all through Saturday and all through Sunday. So in a really big way. And interesting, of course, so you guys know that I follow the Schumann. I think some of you guys do as well. So that is the measurement of the earth. So the heartbeat of the earth, of Mother Gaia. And so we've been sitting at around, it's like around 58 for a while. It's been like up in that like high 50s for a while consistently. And then it dropped down to a 48. And then went to a 20. And so that happened yesterday, and then it hit the 20 and then it blacked out and there was no more recording on any of the, machinery, is that a good, with the equipment that they use to measure the Schumann resonance. So I found that kind of interesting because there was all of these massive spikes in the Schumann, like the up, down, up, down, up, down, and then boom, nothing. And then it just went quiet. It's back up now again, and it's back up at around 48. So it's like it's doing this climb back up again. Let me know. And you guys can, of course, you know, reply to the emails or, of course, a comment in our Facebook group. But let me know if you guys notice that, like, there's this like higher frequency coming through when the Schumann is up higher. It feels like it's higher, that you can feel it. And then we kind of get used to that. We get used to that kind of like speedier feeling. And then we get the drop. And when we get the drop, it's like that you have this awareness of that something's changed, something's happened. And it's like the lower frequency doesn't feel as comfortable anymore. It feels really kind of uncomfortable because it's like our old cells or our old self from the lower frequencies, and we like the higher frequencies now. Let me know if you guys are kind of feeling that. I know I've been feeling that for a while. So we have, astrologically, we've got our new moon that's coming up on May 30th. And I think that's, we're going to be doing our, we're going to do our first of the month. So we're June 1st, I think, which is a Wednesday. I think that's the date that I picked. We're going to be doing for our soul energy monthly forecast. We're going to be doing a group past life regression. And they gave me that a while ago for you guys. So we're gonna make sure that we do that. And it's a good timing for it because so that is just going to be in the same energy as the new moon. And so we have the new moon in Gemini, which is May 30th. And so this is going to be, about having much needed clarity because we're entering a new month and we're wrapping up the eclipse season. So we're like saying goodbye to like all of kind of like that chaotic energy, like that Russian bustle and the like, you know, the craziness, the intenseness. We're saying goodbye to that. We're wrapping that up. And so kind of having survived that and put that past us, but now going forward with the new moon in Gemini, we get to do the creating again. So we get to do the manifesting. We get to plant the seeds. And so it's really an interesting thing how we can tie in the past life regression with that kind of energy. So I do past life regressions all the time with clients. And it's very interesting because, I mean, there's different reasons why people come and do it. But a lot of times it'll be because they're trying to figure out why they're doing certain things in this lifetime that feels like familiar to them. But they, you know, they want it. It's either a habit or a fear or some, you know, maybe sometimes it's in relationships. They keep attracting the same type of person. And so they want to do the past life regression to find out exactly in other past lives where that came from, why it came up, why is it showing up. And so it's really a good way for us to kind of get some insights and guidance, because remember, with every single lifetime that we have, it's our same soul that has these experiences. So every time we have an experience through a lifetime, we pick up bits and pieces, right? Our subconscious mind stores all of the things that we've learned, all of the traumas, the dramas, the good, the bad, the ugly. It stores it. And so then we use it in the following lifetimes or in all of the lifetimes. There's bits and pieces of our lives in every single lifetime. So it's really a great way to get some clarity onto, okay, well, see, there's a pattern that I tend to do. So there's a, you know, maybe the self-sabotage is something that shows up for you in every single lifetime. Or maybe the, you know, the relationship difficulties is something that shows up for you in every single lifetime. And so having awareness is the very first step in clearing something or releasing something or letting it go and then clearing the path for new possibilities, right? We have to have the awareness. And part of that is we have the awareness without any guilt or shame or blame or judgment. We have the awareness of, oh, this is showing up for me again in my experiences. This is showing up again for me in this lifetime. What is it that has it served its purpose? Have I received what I need to receive from it? Or do I need a different way of receiving the lessons through that? And I don't wish to receive it through that anymore, which we get to choose. We actually do get to choose that. We're not at the mercy of things. Remember, we are the creators. We are the creators of our reality. So we get to decide what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Just like when, if you're going to university and you know you get to pick your courses, yes, there's certain courses that you have to take in order to go and do them. But you get to, you know, pick the textbook that you're going to use. You get to pick all the teachers. You get to, you know, you do get to pick these things. And that's part of when we come to Earth to do the work that we're doing, or whatever planet you're going to do the work you're doing. But we get to make some choices. So there's consciousness that we carry in through everything that we do. So I think that'll be really helpful for the group when we do the past life regression. So hopefully everybody can make it for that. I'll put that note in the reminder. We also have our readings coming up this week, I think on Thursday as well. I'll put a note in the email that I send out to you guys as well for that. So check your emails, please. Make sure that you're reading your emails. Now, we have, of course, you know, you guys, Mercury is still in retrograde. And so Mercury is our communication planet. It's going to stay in retrograde until June 3rd. Now, interesting, because the connection with all that is that Mercury happens to be Gemini's ruling planet. So if you guys know the energy of Gemini, you know, if you have any Gemini friends out there, they're very, very social people. They're very communicative. They're very creative people. They're very flow. There's flow. And this is, of course, all when they're in alignment. We know what happens with Geminis when they get out of alignment. But because the Mercury, so their ruling planet, is in retrograde right now, along with us, we know that the whole communication can be kind of like skewed right now. So miscommunication can easily happen. Technology is a big thing, right? We want to, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen this already. Everything glitches, everything kind of messes up. And so that kind of all does that big shift for us. So when the new moon comes in and then on the third, Mercury goes direct, it's kind of like we'll have this, there's going to be like a wind beneath our sails again. So we're going to feel on course back on course. The cool thing about the, you know, the new moon in Gemini and being in that energy, though, is that Gemini is a mutable sign. And so that really means that they kind of like have that, it's almost like the chameleon energy, right? That they are adaptable. And so they help us to accept the shifts that we're going through and help us to embrace the transitions. So it's kind of like there's no fear about that kind of stuff that comes through. There's no like, you know, hesitation. There's no caution on it. It's just kind of it is what it is. And we'll go through it and we'll get through it, which is a really good strength for all of us to have, especially when they gave me the insights about, and this really, really helped me over the last couple of days with all of the intense energy that we were having, but with the seeing everything through the eyes of a child. And so I'm sure you guys have heard this before, you know, a lot of in Christian teachings about, you know, Jesus having been quoted to say that. So it's a big thing for me. And, you know, my team will often do it for me or give me the reminders of it when I'm feeling like particularly overwhelmed or everything is particularly, you know, especially with the energy. You know, it's very easy when the energies are coming through and they're so intense, it's very easy to interpret that as anxiety and feel it and let it take over. It's very easy to do that. And the easiest way to shift out of that is to change your perspective into seeing everything through the eyes of a child. So, you know, as an example, when we were out driving around and doing things, of noticing and paying attention to the colors of things, seeing the vibrancy in the greens, in the yellows, feeling those vibrations, noticing and playing with the, you know, hearing the music on the radio coming up and hearing the key words pop out at you. So like having a sense of play with everything that you do and really, you know, getting out of your head about things, becoming more sensory. Children are very, very sensory beings, right? They, you know, they feel everything. That's why one moment they can be happy and then the next moment they can be crying, but they jump back. They, you know, they bounce back from everything. So even when they're in the crying moment, it doesn't last long because in the next moment there's something that's making them laugh. And really, that is the easiest way for us to kind of get through things. So as you know, a really helpful tool for the next little while, do yourself a favor and kind of play with that little bit of the seeing everything through the eyes of a child. And what will happen is you'll feel like there's lightness about you because it'll be literally that you're not taking anything too seriously. So, you know, even if a major thing happens or you've got some problem that comes across your path, you're just going to see it through the eyes of a child. And so you're going to take it with the knowing that everything always works out. There's no doubt in that because it just does. There's that trust factor, right, that children have. Same kind of thing that animals have. They just have a sense of knowing that it's always going to be the way that it needs to be. So there's no need to go against that or try and go the other way with it. So play with that and make sure that that works for you, that you're really kind of feeling it. And like she's telling me right now, don't get in your head about it. It's not a thinking process about it. It's more of a feeling process of it. Think about it when you were little. And I mean, this is from the perspective of a little girl, but little boys too. So from a little girl, you know, you would get out your Barbies or your dolls or, you know, and you'd get out there. For me, I would get out their brushes and I would play with their hair and I would style their, and it was very, very relaxing, right? Like completely relaxing. Little boys, you see them with their cars in the dirt and playing outside. It's that imagination. It's that kind of flow that we need, especially over the next little while. And so planet-wise, they gave me some really good insights. So they said to me that heaviness is lifting through the mass consciousness waking up. So this is a really, really good thing. We saw some major, major shifts over the last week or so politically. We saw the big shakeup in Australia. We see some things happening all over the planet. We saw the premier of Alberta step down. Interesting that we're seeing a lot of that kind of shifting happening, which is a really good thing because it's, you know, it's needed. We need to get out the evil and bring in more light for sure. And so they said to me that we're going to be seeing structures collapsing. So fear of security blankets being taken away. I like the way that they gave that to me because believe it or not, there are people, there are souls that are very connected to the structures of authority. And so meaning of this, it's like, if you're religious, you see the church as this entity, right? If you're somebody who, is kind of like fearful of yourself, you may see like the police as this entity that protects you. You know, if you're unwell, if you've not been well physically, you will see your doctor in the hospital as this entity that guides you, that heals you. And so part of that is, you know, we've been shown, and COVID did a great job of doing this, but it was showing us the transparency through all of these places that we've been putting so much power into, showing to us, well, actually, you know, your power is not coming from those sources. In fact, it's actually the opposite. We're telling you, we're showing you that there's a lack of power coming from those sources that you have been giving so much support to. And so part of that, when they do that, is that it pulls back our power to ourselves, right? So think about it energetically. So one of the things when we're limited energetically when we're in these human vehicles, so we can only put our energy into so many different places. And if we don't have a return on that energy exchange, then we're emptying our energy and not filling it up. And so part of that equation has been like that for a very long time. So part of the giving away our power to higher authorities, right, to the politicians, to the doctors, to the religions. So giving our powers away to all of these sources and then not getting an equal investment back into ourselves has clearly left us in a deficit. And in so many more ways than people will actually have the awareness about. But what it's done is it's taken away our power. So meaning now when something goes wrong, we don't remember that we have the answers within, and we don't remind ourselves that, you know, we are souls that have the ability to be connected to higher forms of intelligence instantly. You know, we have that innate wisdom within, and that in itself overrides any type of power that any structure or any organization has. And so this is what's going to be happening for us in the next little while. I feel like this is, you know, when they've talked about the crumbling and the rebuilding and the restructuring, you know, the financial collapse, all of that happening, I feel like all of that is going to happen in increments, but it's going to happen so that in a way that we are empowered along the way. So many of us are feeling, you know, the stepping back into our power. And so we're not in the fear. We're not in the feeling like, oh no, well, what do we do if we don't have a government leader? What do we do if we don't have a doctor or a nurse to see us? What do we do if we don't have a politician to tell us what to do? Right? Are you guys following me on this? You can see all this. So what happens is that we step back in and we remind ourselves about our innate power, our innate energy. And, you know, a really, really perfect place to start of that, of course, is with your health, right? With your physical health. And so one of the things I always, you know, and don't get me wrong, there's a place for hospitals. There's a place, there's a need for doctors and nurses in certain instances. You know, if you break a leg or if you're bleeding or you need surgery or you need that, those are the places to go. But if you're in need of healing, of physical healing, if you're in need of bringing your physical body into balance, those are not the places to go. Your doctor is not going to be the one that be able to do that for you. You're going to be the one that is going to be able to do that for you. And the reason for that is because you are a multidimensional being. You are not just this physical being. So that means that if you have a diagnosis with high blood pressure and you go to your doctor and your doctor gives you a high blood pressure medication, yes, is it going to lower your blood pressure? Yes. But does it fix the root of the problem? Does it fix all of the other than side effects that the medicine is causing? Does it then? No, it doesn't. And the reason because of that is that that is just on one level. You're addressing it on one level and you are not a one level being. You are a multidimensional being. So, you know, it's a really good practice to get into. And this is where, you know, sometimes when we get lazy, sometimes when we've given too much of our power away, it's very easy to go, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't have the answers. I'm going to go and ask my doctor, and I'm going to follow my doctor's advice. I'm going to do what my doctor says. The problem with doing that is you have to ask yourself, is the solution that I'm getting from my doctor the best solution for me? Am I in a better place after going and seeing my doctor, going and doing that? Am I in a better place? Is this fixing the problem that I have? Is it helping me to have the awareness of where the root is, where the root cause is? And if your answer to that is no, then that's a place where you need to bring back your own energy, bring it back to yourself. The problem that's happened, you know, with, you know, and I see this in the spiritual community all of the time, especially, you know, people who think that they are, you know, they're not following mainstream and they're not following the, but they're still tied into those beliefs of, I need to do this because that's what my doctor said. I need to take that because that's what my doctor said. And I can tell you this, that is giving away your power. It's completely 100% giving away your power. At any point in time, if you think that an organization has more knowledge about your physical body or your wellness, then you're giving away your power. So we are going to have many, many opportunities to be able to go through and work through this. And this doesn't mean that you have to know everything about everything, because you don't. But the really cool thing about this, and this is, you know, one of the big lessons that I learned from being a channel, from being able to do what I do, is that it's not Jody that has all of the answers to everything. But when I don't have an answer to something, I tune in and I receive it, right? And that's what we all have the ability to do. We have the ability to tune in and to receive it. Again, it's from the higher forms of intelligence. So I'm not tuning into my doctor. I'm not tuning into my government. I'm not tuning into my church. I'm tuning into a higher frequency of intelligence. And you know that when this information comes through, it comes through very clear. It comes through very big picture. It shows you the big picture. Doesn't come through fear. It doesn't come through intimidation. It doesn't come through worry. It comes through a higher source. And so that is the, you know, from the beginning when they were telling us about coming online, we were going to be coming online, more souls are coming online. That's what that means. Coming online is reminding yourself that you have that higher intelligence to tune into. And remember, your ego and your pain body can override that. And so that's part of your job, is to remember, let me see, why am I blocking that information? Why is that not coming through as clear as I need it to do? It's because of your ego and your pain body. So we do the work on that, and we'll do some work, you know, going into June, we'll do the work on that, removing our ego and our pain body from the equation so that we can step in and have that guidance all the time, that innate wisdom, knowing that it's there for us all of the time. Okay, my lovelies, I'm going to send out an email with a notification of this and then our dates coming up. And you guys have a great, great week. And hopefully I get to see you guys all at our readings. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.